It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show at 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with high school tennis action as Effingham took on Salem, and it was Salem walking away with a 6-3 victory. In singles action, Noah Jones from Effingham did win the number 4 singles, and in doubles play, Blake Hagler and Noah Jones took the number 2 doubles, while Keaton Kellums and Cole Jones of Effingham won the number 3 doubles, but Salem picked up the overall victory 6-3. Taking a look at softball action last night, Windsor Stu Straws continues their winning ways as they picked up a 7-2 victory over Charleston. As they had 7 runs on 11 hits, committed 2 errors. Charleston with 2 runs on 5 hits and a couple of errors there as well. Maya Fries was 3-for-4 at the top of the order. Johnson 2-for-4 with a double, and Washer also 2-for-4 with a double. Johnson had a couple of RBIs. Washer had an RBI as well in the win for Windsor Stu Straws, as Kendra Hayes threw 5 innings. Fries threw the other 2 in the victory for the Lady Hatchets. Also a win again for South Central as they defeated Ramsey in 5 innings by a score of 11-0, as Johnson and Thompson combined for the one hitter, allowing just 1 hit to Ramsey as Ramsey committed 3 errors. South Central 11 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Buchanan a big day at the plate, 3-for-3 with a double and a home run and 5 RBIs for South Central in the win. St. Elmo Brownstown fell to Christ Our Rock Lutheran by a score of 11-1 in 7 innings, as St. Elmo Brownstown scored 1 run on 2 hits, committed 8 errors in the loss. Christ Our Rock Lutheran with 11 runs on 7 hits and 3 errors. Hazlett and Miller picked up the 2 hits for BSE in the loss there. Baseball action saw St. Anthony fall behind to Charleston after 2 innings, 4-0. St. Anthony scored 3 runs in the 3rd, and then it was scoreless until the 7th, when St. Anthony tacked on 4 more runs to come from behind for the 7-4 victory. 7 runs, 4 hits, and an error for St. Anthony. Charleston, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error. A couple of hits for Will Fearday at the top of the order. Lauritzen doubled, drove in 2. Brock Fearday didn't get a hit, but he had 2 RBIs as he drew 3 walks on the day as well. And Henry Brent also a couple of RBIs as he had a hit for St. Anthony, and he pitched the victory. He fit through the final 3 innings scoreless, didn't allow a run or a hit, struck out 2, and St. Anthony picked up the 7-4 win over Charleston. Neoga defeated Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City in baseball action 4-1, and as Neoga scored 4 runs on 5 hits, committed an error. CHBC 1 run, 3 hits, and 3 errors in the loss. Blazik again, a nice day. He was 2-for-3 with a homer and 2 RBIs to lead the Neoga offense. Coy threw the 3 hitter, allowing just 1 run. It was unearned, while striking out 8 and walking none in the victory for Neoga. Radloff took kind of a tough luck loss, threw 6 solid innings, gave up 4 runs, 3 of them earned. He struck out 5 and walked just 1. Cumberland fell to Arcola by a score of 4-0, 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for Arcola. Cumberland no runs, 3 hits, and an error in loss. Jones pitched a solid game, going 6 innings, allowing 6 hits, 4 runs, but just 1 earned, struck out 5 in the contest, as Weber, Jones, and Vanetta picked up hits in the loss for Cumberland. Taking a look at a fairly busy schedule for today, as we will start off with girls track. Aldemont, Newton, North Clay all will be at the Tiger Invite at Richland County Olney that gets underway at 4 o'clock. Boys track action has Effingham, Newton, Totopolis all at the Mattoon Invite at 4:30. Boys tennis, Totopolis at Paris, Mount Carmel at Newton, both at 4:30, while Taylorville will be at Effingham at 4:15. Softball action has Neoga at Totopolis at 4:30, North Clay at Odin, Paris at Newton, Cumberland at Argenta Orienta, Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City at St. Elmo Brownstown, Aldemont at Vandalia, Chatham-Glenwood at Effingham, and St. Anthony at Windsor Stu Straws in a big matchup that gets underway at 4:30, all 4:30 start times for softball action today. In baseball action, it'll be Totopolis at Mount Zion, St. Anthony at Breeze Modern Day, Odin at Brownstown St. Elmo, Cumberland at Villa Grove, Dietrich at Ramsey, Paris at Newton, North Clay at Charleston, and Cowden-Herrick Beecher City at Aldemont, all 4:30 starts there. And want to pass along a note, after that Cowden-Herrick Beecher City Aldemont game, Dyson Wagner of Aldemont will be signing his letter of intent to continue to play baseball at Greenville University. So congratulations to Dyson. That signing will take place after the varsity game. There will be some JV innings, but that signing for Dyson Wagner of Aldemont to continue to play baseball at Greenville. Congratulations to him. Also a mention, Grace Lemke will be signing tomorrow afternoon at 2:20 in the ACHS Tech Room. Grace, the softball and volleyball player from Aldemont, will be signing to further her athletic career in both sports at College of Lake County. Congratulations to her as well. And best of luck tomorrow to the Effingham County Lightning Special Olympics team as they will begin their track and field regionals tomorrow. Again, best of luck to the Effingham County Lightning. In NBA play last night, it was Boston defeating Orlando 109-100 to take a 2-0 series lead in the playoffs there. Cleveland also picked up the second win of the series, defeating Miami 121-112. They're up 2-0. And Houston evened up the series with Golden State with a 109-94 win at Houston last night. On the schedule tonight, it'll be New York at Detroit at 6, Oklahoma at Memphis at 8:30, and Denver takes on the LA Clippers. That comes your way at 9 o'clock tonight. In hockey action, it was Washington over Montreal 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead in that series. It was Dallas defeating Colorado 2-1 in overtime. Dallas now up 2-1 in that series. It was the Kings defeating Edmonton by a score of 6-2. They're now up 2-0 in that series as well. With the schedule tonight, Florida at Tampa Bay at 5:30, Toronto at Ottawa at 6, Vegas at Minnesota at 8, and the Blues try to get a win against Winnipeg at St. Louis. It's Winnipeg and St. Louis, puck dropping at 8:30 in that series. And Atlanta took 2 out of 3 from St. Louis with a 4-1 win yesterday afternoon. And the Cubs defeated the Dodgers again by a score of 7-6 to earn the 2-game sweep of that series, as both teams are off tomorrow before beginning weekend series on Friday. That's a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.